We want to pray for Kay Gatlin's daughter, Haley. She's having oral surgery today. We want to pray for Monica's granddaughter, Haley, and Monica's nephew, Dylan. We want to pray for Boyd Whipke, who has health issues and is in the hospital in Cheyenne. We have a praise for Cassie Romberg's mom. She had a successful remover of the brain tumor. We want to continue to pray. They will get test results in a few days.
Awesome. That's awesome. Let's do this. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to be the vessel to speak forth what you desire in these situations, Lord God. We pray for Kay Gatlin's daughter, Lord God, Haley, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Whatever it is to do with the oral surgery, Lord, I'm thanking you right now that you've already gone before. I thank you, Lord, for a successful operation and a speedy recovery. Thank you, Lord, for Haley and Dylan. Lord, we lift them both up to you, Lord God, and we thank you, Father, that they are not helpless. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given them Monica, Lord God, to speak the truth into them, Lord God, and even though it may look like on the outside that they're not listening, Lord, we know on the inside you're doing a work. And I thank you, Father, that you continue to do that work on the inside to make the outside better. Father, I pray that those things that bind them up in their thoughts, Lord God, that you would bring people that would help to reconcile the thoughts to your ways, Lord God, that they might see your light. I'm giving you praise for it. Lord God, we lift up Boyd to you. We speak to that heart in Jesus' name that you line up to God's word and obedience to Christ, that you operate in the way God intended. We speak to it right now. We come against the murmur in Jesus' name. We come against we command blood flow to operate properly, for vessels to be unclogged, for the valves to work the way they're supposed to, and we give you praise for it. And Lord God, may you get the glory for this. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
For the praise. Yeah. Yeah. And Lord, you, okay. All right. So, Father, we do thank you for Mom. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I come against spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. I speak peace over the mind and over the body in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Got the commercial lady now.
She's doing so good. You're doing great. I'm so glad you're here.
I am blessed to be here. The Heart to Heart Pregnancy Care Center is having an open house. Meet the director February 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. It's located at 500 Lusk Avenue in Elk City, Oklahoma. If you have any questions, you can call 580-243-2229. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott. The Refuge Church is now at the New Liberty Church at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your socks off.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The source of your guidelines is something that should be examined. It has to be greater than the latest, greatest fad. Our world turns on popular opinion. We tend to want what everyone else has. You can choose what you want, but you cannot choose the consequences of what you want. Guidelines will help you make the right choice. The source of your guidelines will determine what your life produces.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Bardice and Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barbara Dyson difference. BarbaraDysonFord.net.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Mr. Rick Spain. If you would like to be entered to get the book this month, all you have to do is like the program, share the program, and then comment "done" in comments. Even if it's later, it don't have to be during the live feed. But we do get notifications anytime there's a comment. So anytime that you see it and you want to be entered to win the book. The book for this month is A City on Our Knees by Toby Mack. Just go ahead and get her did, y'all.
Is this country or what?
We are in Western Oklahoma.
We are in Western Oklahoma. So if it's like I've said before, when I went in in different countries on mission trips, we had our local interpreter that spoke the native language, and after a couple of times, they decided, you know, if Rick's going to get up there and speak, we're going to have two interpreters. one to translate from country to real English, and then so on and so forth. You get where I'm going with that.
Hello, so, Brandy. I'm so glad you can join us this morning. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah, so, all right, talking about the faithfulness of God. So we're going through life and we make these connections, and so we connect, especially, this is a big one, because God in heaven is supposed to be like our Heavenly Father, right? He's our Heavenly Father, not like He is. And so, what was your relationship with your father like? Well, my relationship with my father was almost non-existent. You know, he just wasn't in my life very much. We were in Texas, Oklahoma, and he's California. You know, so no communication. I never really felt like I lost a whole lot because I had a really good mom. You know, and so I can't tell you how that affected me, because I never knew anything different. But then we look at relationship with Heavenly Father, you know, and so, you know, my earthly father Maybe you had a great one. That's awesome. You know, it's a lot of us didn't. And we make those connections to our Heavenly Father. And, you know, well, he's doing the dad thing, you know, and not wanting to pay attention to me or whatever. Whatever you want to put in the blank. And so then I'm talking about all these pathways that we make in our own minds. You know, and so like I said at the beginning of the program, when we're in our church setting with our church buddies and we talk about the faithfulness of God, well, obviously, yeah. And mean it too. Yeah, God's faithful. Yes, he is. He's faithful. Yeah, then that problem comes up and it connects to that road that thought that wants to go to the faithfulness of God, and then you come to that bridge and the bridge is washed out, and you know, okay, God's faithful at church, but when it comes to me in my personal life, well, you know, he's got his ways. God's ways higher than my ways. His thoughts higher than my thoughts. You know, and so he's got a bigger plan in this, you know, and he just wants me to go through this so I can learn something, or so somebody else can learn. You know, I don't know what it is. It's just, you know, it's God thing. Yeah. And so we build a little road around that, you know what, God's faithful. It's over here. But we got, that thought's got to go all the way around here because we don't know God's ways. I'm being facetious here, guys. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Huh, that's interesting. Well, I read over there in Isaiah that his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, my ways, you know, way down here. His is way up here. I can't understand that. Wow. And then it says over here, I'm supposed to understand what his will is. Okay, so I started a thought way back here, guys. We're not working on notes. We're just talking. I'm just talking to you. And the thought was that how can you trust somebody that is going to waffle in his ways? He might do it this way one time and do it this way another time. Well, I'm right here in the middle, and I don't care which way you do it, Lord. Just let me know. Come on. Yeah. You know, and so when we're thinking about the will of God, we're thinking about whatever that what we're wanting to connect that will to the problem deal here. And remember, I got a washed out bridge here, so I'm having trouble trusting you already, Lord. You know, so can you help me out a little bit? Give me a little more information. Gosh, I hate to even say this, but it's the truth. God doesn't worry about anything. He's not concerned at all. Now, I'm talking about situation circumstances. He is very concerned about you. And he wants to do more for you than you can even think or imagine. That is what Ephesians, don't get me, Philippians 3:20, I think, or Ephesians, I don't know. It's in there, you guys. It may not be in my head, but it's in my heart. Yeah, so he wants to do more for you than you can think or imagine. Wow. Okay, I got this problem. Yeah, more than I can think or imagine, problem. Think or imagine, problem. Think or imagine, problem. Oh, darn it. We're hitting an obstacle here. I'm just going to go sit on that washed out bridge. You know, God's faithful. God's faithful. Okay. Yeah, well, you know what? He's faithful. Yes, he's faithful, but, you know, concerning this thing right here, this is just a little thing for God. You know, so he's not real concerned. He's got big things to do. You know, and so he's faithful, but, you know, these little things he's not concerned about. You're right, he's not concerned about those little things. But he's eternally, infinitely concerned about you. And so if that thing's in your way, God wants to rebuild that bridge in your life so that you can understand. He does what he says. If he said it, it's done. How do I get from seeing that problem and reconciling it to the faithfulness of God? How do you do that? It reminds me of this thought that was shared with me decades ago. Never forget it. Never forget the thought. The thought is, you never see the answer when you're looking at the problem. That answer can be going all around you, and you're not seeing it because you're focused on that problem. He is the answer. It's not he has the answer. He is the answer. That's where the real problem is. See, we see the problem out here. I can't pay that bill, or I'm having trouble in relationship, or you fill in the blank, whatever it is. God's not doing anything about that. That's what my eyes are telling me. That's what my brain's telling me. And I got past experience. Daddy did this to me. Or I've been through this. Somebody else hurt me in this situation. Hey, you know, and I don't want to connect it to God, but, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You know, look at the situation. Yeah, you know, I know I'm getting really deep today, you guys, and I'm talking just everyday language. But if we don't understand that God is more concerned about whatever we're facing than we are, but his concern isn't on your problem, his concern is on you. And so how do I get that? How do I reconcile that? Well, get your eyes off of the problem. They're going to take my car away from me, or what? I can't pay this bill. That's another thing the brain does. We have this problem, and it's automatically going 10 years out off in the future, and this is where I'm going to end up, you know. And we're trying to reconcile the faithfulness of God, and our brain's already got us way past that problem, you know. And so get your mind off the problem. Get now. Do it now. I'm telling you. Off the problem. Get your eyes on him. Keeping your focus on him, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. And you know what happened after that? He's seated at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers. Nothing can touch him now. So the faithfulness of God is not about getting that problem solved. It's about getting this vertical problem solved. It's about seeing him as he is. When we look at God through a circumstance, and especially negative circumstance, how are we going to see him? We're going to see him in a negative light. God's always positive. I'm telling you. He'll listen to your sob stories, and he might shed a tear with you. But he's going to give you a solution. Because God is never moved by problems. never moved by problems. What? And I'm not saying he's not moved. He's not moved by problems. He's moved by answers. And that's what he wants to build in you. Get your eyes off the problem. I see you. You're trying to look at that problem again. Get your eyes off that. Because that problem is only temporary. That relationship with him is eternal. And so, you know, the more I grow in this Christian walk, and it's re-fortified over and over again, the more I live it, the more I realize it's less about what I do, and it's more about what he does in me. When it's about me getting it done, you know, and by golly, I'm like a bulldog. If I'm in something, I'm gonna finish it. You know, we're gonna walk this thing through, you know, and that's the way I was in Christian life too. I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta keep all my ducks in a row, I gotta be perfect, you know. Oh man, you know, I make a mistake here, and I can't make those mistakes, you know. And so I've got to stop doing that. You know, it's interesting because you go and you tell a little child, you have a piece of candy over here, and you tell that child, you cannot have that piece of candy. What's going to happen? Now, the child may not even touch the candy. But I'm going to tell you what that child's going to think about. That child, and you know, we're all kids. When the Bible tells us we can't do something, and there's something in there, well, that, you know, our thoughts, that piece of candy's going to taste good. You know what? I can't do it while mom and dad's watching me, but I'm going to sneak over there. You know, we start building these little roads here, you know, and so, and that's in our nature. When it says you can't do this, and if you do it, then you're going to lose your relationship with God. Well, you know what? Man, it's taken a long time, but I finally got where I won't even look at that candy. Not even going to look at it anymore. Yeah, that picture's still in my head. But I'm not looking at it. You know, and we think we got to do to help God in this faithfulness thought. You know, because, you know, he's busy. He's got a lot of stuff to do. And so we got to help him along, you know, and make ourselves look pretty. You know, no. God's faithfulness isn't dependent on what you do. Wait a second or two. So just write it down. You can think about it later. His faithfulness is not dependent on how good you are or how bad you are. You know what? It doesn't matter. Either way, he's still the same. Still faithful. You know, and so when you start getting your eyes off the problem and start getting your focus on him, and I want you to understand that God wants to talk to you. Because he's always, always talking. Always. God's always talking. It's just, we're not listening. And so you tune your ears. You know, so when in prayer, this is not a one-way street. We're not just praying, God, take care of this problem. I know, I said don't think about it, but in prayer, okay, and take care of this problem. It's, you know, and you got stuff to do, Lord, thank you, I love you, off we go. You know, prayer is communication. It's a two-way street. You talk to him, he wants to talk to you. How does he talk to you? Number one way God talks to you is through his word. I know he might be talking to you through me this morning. I hope so. I believe he is. But his word trumps what I'm talking about. Get in that word. And it's not like, don't do it out of duty. I know it's that's what we hear this at church. You got to read your Bible. You know, we got to do this. We got to do that. Got to do this. Well, you know what? You don't have to. You don't. God gave you that free moral agent, free choice. You can say yes or no. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to hear his voice, I suggest you open that book. And so that's the way I do when I read the Bible. There's treasure in there, and I'm digging for it. So when I open up his word, every day, open up his word, I'm looking for treasure. And that treasure is in his words. And when that word connects to me directly, it's like, wow, God's talking to me. That's what he wants to do to you, for you, not to you, for you. And so we're getting our eyes off of the problem, getting our eyes on him, listening to what he has to say. And it's so interesting that when we follow this little pattern here, very simple, this very simple pattern, then we start understanding he is faithful. At the end of 4 years, my wife had a dramatic experience. She wasn't raised in church, nothing. You know, she didn't know the Lord. She had a dramatic experience, received the Lord, and man, her life changed. And when that happened, you know, I'm kind of sitting on the sidelines because I've seen a lot of people got saved and nothing really happened. You know, lives didn't change. And so, you know, I was watching her and you know, I wanted to be back in relationship with God, but I've been in this mindset, I just don't want to trust you so long, you know, and my life was hell. You know, just lots of problems. And she was talking about going to church and asked if I wanted to go to church. And I said, yeah, I'll go to church. So I'm sitting up probably somewhere towards the back, you know, and just listening. And I, you know, I don't know what that preacher preached on. All I know was God was talking to me the whole time. And I was just sitting there and just tears just streaming. And at the end of the service, you know, he asked if anybody wanted to come forward. I went forward. And, you know, when I went forward and what do you want to say? Recommitted my life to the Lord, however you want to put it. You know, of course, I'm just like a waterfall, just cry. You know, he cleansed me. You know, I was just cleansed. And one of the most interesting things happened that when I came back and I said, okay, Lord, I want to trust you again, it was almost like that 4 years was like going to bed and waking up the next morning. The 4 years was still there, but my relationship with God didn't, not one beat. Didn't skip a beat. I want to tell you this because there's people out there that, you know what, you're having a hard time trusting him. Understand. I'm going to tell you, you can keep on living in hell. You can, I know. I've done it, been there. I'm going to tell you that his arms are open wide. You made a lot of mistakes. He's not focused on the mistakes. He's focused on you. His faithfulness is forever. Come on back, kid. He's there. And for those that are facing these situations, I'm going to tell you, that obstacle is only a proving pattern to who he is. And that proof is not in the problem. It's in the relationship that you develop with him. Get your eyes off the problem. Focus on him. The answer is sure to come because he is faithful. Thank you, Lord. We bless you and we give you praise. Thank you for the message today. Thank you. That came from you. Lord, I pray touch people where they're in need of a touch. Restore. Rebuild. Lord, do what only you can do. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You're not finished. Moving forward. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of the day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Rick Spain. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast. The title of this today with Pastor Dwight is, ooh, Salty Truth. Come on.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.